Yo, I'm James.
This is
my wife.
Debbie, I'm right over
Debbie
here,
Jim.
Sorry.
Debbie, we travel the country and we preach the gospel.
We have a special gospel card for Anabaptists.
Oh, okay.
And do you realize something? In the Anabaptist faith, we didn't come out of the Anabaptists. We came out of the world and the evangelical Christianity system. Mm-hmm. Did you realize that in the Anabaptist faith that you're practicing a lot of man-made traditions?
Yes.
And what did Jesus say about man-made traditions in Matthew 15 to the Pharisees? Did he say they're good, or did he say you worship me in vain?
And the point is, the Anabaptist faith is, in my way of putting it, it's a great way to live if you're comfortable living that way. But Jesus Christ is the only ultimate salvation.
He is, but the problem is, as you keep the false traditions, whether, I don't know what you keep, but whether it be a false gospel, which most Anabaptists have, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, not going out and proclaiming the gospel. Now, in love, you're here with your family entertaining yourself.
Sure.
Are you here spreading the gospel? Isn't the call to go and preach the gospel?
Yeah.
Every Anabaptist I run into, you know what they're doing? Ready?
Yeah.
One of two things.
What's that?
You know what they're doing?
What's that?
Every Anabaptist I run into, they're doing one of two things. They're
pleasure,
working to make money.
Or pleasure.
Or pleasure. You knew it. Why is this, Joe?
So, let's
you're not the gospel. They say people can see us. You're not the gospel. I'm not the gospel.
Yes.
The Bible says, preach it, proclaim Christ crucified.
Yes. And when I meet someone, I will.
There's thousands of people walking by you today. They're going to hell.
Okay. Preach the gospel.
We're in hell.
And if necessary, use...
Oh, no, sir. It's going to be much worse than this.
And if necessary, use words.
You know who said that?
Yes.
A false Roman Catholic, Francis Assisi, who it's attributed to.
I mean, seriously.
You look up that gospel card. Hey, are you a leader or anything in your church or anything like that?
I'm not.
Okay.
But.
You look up that gospel card. Where are you from?
Ohio.
You look up that gospel card. Here's my challenge to you.
Mm-hmm.
I travel the country. I stand against the Catholics. Mm-hmm. I contest. I stand against the Lutherans, the Baptists, the Mormons. I just called out this Jehovah's Witness guy. This is a cult right here. I just called him out. Oh, wait, hold on. But
that's
also,
what you're calling out me?
I also have to call out the Anabaptists because you admit it. You're keeping false traditions. You're not out laboring for the kingdom. If your heart was transformed by this gospel and you were born again, you would love to be preaching to people and help the lost find their way out. That's loving God and loving your neighbor. Anabaptists will talk to me for hours about business. Maybe 3 minutes about God if I'm fortunate.
Okay.
That's a terrible witness to the kingdom of God.
Okay. Thanks for doing your work. Appreciate it.
If you can, I tell you something. Last thing in love,
yes.
If you don't repent from all your false ways, you're going to perish. You're going to jail.
I know.
You're
going
to perish.
I know. I have Jesus Christ.
If you have Jesus, it'll exude in your tree, and the fruit tree of the Anabaptists is terrible. So if you really are a fruit tree of God, I'd love to see that fruit.
I understand.
I'm waiting to see that.
I understand.
We might come through. What part of Ohio are you in?
You're also in the business of condemning other people's way of life.
Condemned? Did I say that you're going to hell no matter what? I said, if you don't repent, you will. Jesus said, repent lest you perish. Did he condemn everybody? Paul said, repent or perish. Did he condemn everybody?
There's no,
what I'm doing is calling out the false ways, and the Bible actually tells me to do that. 1 Timothy 5 says, publicly rebuke those in sin. You're in sin, and you're getting a public rebuke because I love you.
Okay, thank you.
That's what it says, Joe. I hope you repent and come out of your spiritual slumber. Lifting up Jesus Christ today.